Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, how you doing? This is DJ Sanakori. This is a new revamped show. It's called Arayeke Radio News. And you can always find us, all the archive shows, in TainoRadio.com. But Arayeke Radio is sponsored by Arayeke, Yukayeke, Taino, self-determination, self-determined indigenous nation. How about that? Man, we got a fun show today. You know why it's going to be fun? Because there's a lot of stuff coming down. That's right. Both in New York City, North Carolina. It's all over. It's all over. California. And what's causing all this? Let me tell you what's causing it. All you Tainos out there, I know on social media and all over, we've been talking about something very important has been going on in France. So with that, let's go. Let's break it down little by little. I got some three warriors, man. We got a chief. We got some warriors. And we're going to break this down to all you listeners out there who maybe don't know what's going down. But, hey, we have the first one on board. Ooh, we got some other warriors here. That's it. Blowing up. We have the casica of Arayeke Yukayek, and her name is, her birth name is Stephanie Bailey, but she is the one and only Inaru Boria. What's up?
Hey, Sanakori.
Wait, you sound familiar? Wait a minute, weren't you on some shows before?
You know it.
Yeah, I'm still, yeah, wait a minute, something like DNA and stuff? What's up?
Algo así. How are you?
Good, good. Not bad, man. How's it going?
I can't complain. I can't complain.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, we got some warriors on here today from Indigenous Caribbean Nation, Arayeke Nation, and we also have people listening in. So let's break this down. Can you just give us a little rundown of what's going down, and then we're going to speak to some of the warriors who have been setting the table for all of us to enjoy.
Absolutely.
Go for it.
So basically what's going on right now is there is a auction that is going on, or will be going on. It's planned for November 10th out in France, hosted by auction company Christie's. So Christie's is presently looking to auction off two, or what we believe to be two authentic Taino pieces, cultural items, along with various other South American and pre-Columbian artifacts from the Taino people as well. So what happened was that our fearless tribal sisters caught wind of it through a TikTok video. And they decided to, they decided to make their imprint in making a change. So the petition was created by Stephanie Sherman, and then Selena and Yesenia hopped on and helped blow the petition through the roof all over social media, and there has been such an overwhelming amount of support from the Taino people, various Taino communities, and it's been overwhelmingly amazing, to say the least. We started out with the petition that Stephanie created 7 days ago, and we are well past 15,000 mark.
Wait, how many?
10,000?
15,000
signatures.
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah. So it has taken literally the world by storm. We were featured in CBS. We did an article with a Jamaican reporter that was published today. And word is that possibly the New York Times may pick up a story as well. So there is a lot of traction, a lot of support. We have a really dope team at change.org that is promoting and helping and really making a good way with us.
Or just chill while I'm doing this.
So.
Wait, what happened?
It's an overwhelming situation. Hmm? It's really cool. The solidarity is
I guess archived too.
Can you hear me? Hello? Can I move to you? Oh, I think. Hold on a second. Hold on. Again, the men in black somehow showed up. Can you hear me, Inarubudia?
Inarubudia? I can hear you.
There we go.
Can you hear me? All right.
Yeah, my board just went haywire again. It's like good old times. Damn.
No problem. But, yeah, it's been an amazing experience to watch, an amazing experience to be a part of. And like I said, we have some seriously dedicated tribal members, and I can formally say council members as well, because all three of these Guazabara-styled women are part of our Arayeke Tribal Council. So it's amazing to see them in this, you know, capacity and in this role and making these kind of impacts within the community. So it's amazing to see.
Yeah, it's always about empowering. Wait, I can never pronounce that word. I use it all the time. Empowering.
Empowering?
Back in my speech therapy days, empowering. So we'll introduce one of the warriors that started the petition. Can you introduce her?
Absolutely. So the person who lended her talents in writing this petition goes by the name of Stephanie Sherman. Like I said, I'm proud to have her on this council. So, Steph, why don't you tell us a little bit about the motivation behind what had you write this petition?
Hey, y'all. Thanks for having me. So, I have to get the handle of her, but there is a Colleen Algo or – what's up?
There's a Colleen Algo what?
Oh, there's a Colleen Algo or otherwise known as, you know, Carib woman in Australia who had a TikTok, and they had the clip of the so-called expert introducing the auction that was coming up, and I heard about this auction through that TikTok. I messaged Jasenia, and she was like, oh my gosh, like, I saw that TikTok earlier today, so I was thinking about what we could do. I talked to our cacique, Stephanie Bailey, and I knew about change.org, and within less than 24 hours, maybe 12 hours, I made the petition.
Wonderful. And it's now 15,000 signatures, huh?
Yeah, which is really crazy because I believe, like, me and Stephanie, I feel wrong with Stephanie's opinion, but, like, you know, we're like, we have to do something. Let's just do what we can, just get some word out there. And we were honestly anticipating maybe over 100, couple hundred signatures, and this thing just blew up. Like I said, we started this last Monday. And last night when I checked it was at 9,000 and something, and is about over 15,500 signatures. And what this petition is about is basically saying and announcing against what Chrissy Sokol, expert, says, that we are not extinct. And in his years, I believe he also, like, completely misstates when we were still up and about and fighting. I know we were erased in textbooks and told that we were all wiped out, but I think even according to history, his dates are wrong from when we're still around according to certain contexts. So we announced that we, not as necessarily Ada Yeke, but basically what we decided was, okay, I'll make a petition, and I want to represent all Taino people and give voice to all indigenous people, not just across Turtle Island, Africa, everywhere. And I made this petition and talking about how it holds incredible sacred historical cultural context that we can use. We've lost so much of our craftsmanship, and these are called masterworks. And on top of that, so much was destroyed or lost or peddled since 1492. So the fact that anything survives, not just the pendant or the breastplate that's for auction, but the ceramic vessel looking great, this is absolutely amazing. And there's no euro, there's no dollar price you could put on it. Its value is immense.
Wow, that's well, you know, when you just if you look at it, the art world classification, you know, our ancestors was mostly the women that carved and did all the semis and all that, but they second to none during that time period, no machines, no grinding machines, all, you know, traditional ways. And yeah, it costs a lot of money because the art is amazing. But Stephanie, when you're doing a petition, did you feel some kind of spiritual experience? Because these are sacred beings.
Yeah, and I was aware of the stuff going on, so I'm still new to, you know, doing offering and everything. But I plan to do the petition. I think I had worded everything and touched base with my cacique and other community members, like the warrior women behind this. And basically, I did an offering, and I offered medicinal things. I offered traditional stuff that they would have had. I played the Taino calling song, and I tried to do it with focus. And I definitely, people might, you know, think I'm crazy or take it or leave it, but I definitely felt a presence, a connection when I asked for support from my warrior sisters and for anything that can be done for this cause. And I think we definitely awakened something, and the ancestors are there for us. And even if we don't get those artifacts back, this is only the beginning, and what we've done already is so powerful.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And the tribal way is that, you know, we all band together as one. So the fight has begun. Just hold on. We got another warrior here. Stephanie, I believe this is Yesenia. Let's see. Introduce her. This is a 484 area code. Who is this?
Me.
You were, all right. Stephanie, Inarubori, introduce her.
So this caller is one of the two pieces of our backbone to the entire social media explosion. This is Yesenia Lee, who also is now a part of the Ada Yeke Council. She has taken over the Ada Yeke account. She is, or her main focus is being on the social media activism team for Ada Yeke. So, hey, Yesenia.
Wait, who let her in? Wait a minute. Is this Yesenia? Who let her in? Hold on.
I'm going to be over here.
La metia. Whoa, who let her in? Wait a minute.
Yes, I'm always in something. I'm always fucking telling to do something.
So Yesenia, tell us your journey in all this, your role in all this, and your journey, and what do you feel about what's going down?
Well, with me and in the story of what's happening with Christy, I had known for a minute before the video with Karina, that's her name, Karina from the Kalinago tribe, did the video. I had known because since I do social media and I was planning on doing content, I knew that there was already people selling our sacred artifacts and, like you say, our sacred beings. But I wanted to at least get all the information before I went to social media. But Karina kind of got me beforehand, and I was like sent that video by Stephanie Sherman, and I got in contact with Karina from the Kalinago tribe, and we were talking, and while we were talking, she was like, "What can we do to help? What can I do to help?" And I was like, "That's when I got the idea to maybe do the petition." And I had contacted Selena because I need backup first before I go to Cacique. I'm like, "Selena, if I do something, are you going to back me up?" And she was like, "Sure, I'm with you. Let's go." And I think via her, she talked to Cacique and we got the green light and we were able to do everything.
Nice. That is beautiful. What she called boots in the ground or sandals in the ground, right? That's it. Taino sandals in the ground. This is great. This is warrior stuff. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
We have one more. We got one more warrior. How did you mention her name? Let's see if we got her on the line. Let me see. Hold on a second. Is this Selena?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go. Cacique, can you introduce her? Can you introduce this warrior, Guasavara?
Absolutely. So this Guasavara here is Selena. And I'll tell you personally, the first day that I joined TikTok, the first content creator that I came across was Selena's profile, ironically. And
nice.
She already started her mission, I'm going to call it, of introducing Taino culture to TikTok. So there were lots of videos, lots of advocacy videos, both for Taino people in general, as well as other indigenous tribes and groups, all over her social media page. So since then, Selena has joined Arayeke. Selena has also joined the Arayeke Council for social media and activism. That is her specific role. And when I tell you that she will sit down and orchestrate and put content together so effortlessly for Arayeke or for the Taino people in general, it is amazing. You can't find a more supportive content creator in comparison to Selena. She supports every Yukayek that she can. She supports every indigenous person that she possibly can, every indigenous group. And she, again, does the volunteer work without even considering receiving any kind of recognition for it. You can tell it's a labor of love with Selena. So, hey, Sel, how are you?
Oh, my God. I can see you're about to make me cry. I have my daughter beside me, and she's, like, grinning ear to ear. Thank you so much.
Right.
Like, I don't even feel like I deserve half of the things you said, but ever since I've joined AKUPX, honestly, it's felt like the biggest family. And, all of you guys, every single person within our UKEC is super, super supportive. So I'm just really grateful, like, about this movement. Like, today, I found myself reflecting on the very moment that our tribal member, Stephanie Sherman, posted the petition on change.org requesting that Christie's Auction House return the sacred objects back to the homeland from where they were taken. And in just a couple of minutes after she most of the patients, we had five pictures, just five. But to us, those people who signed it gave us hope. It set in motion for the things to come in the next couple of days.
which did. And within that time period, the petition became one of the fastest growing petitions on change.org, gaining us a total, I believe, of 15,000 signatures within several days, with numbers still growing. I just checked it, and the numbers are just going up. It's crazy. We even had CBS News and several other news outlets around the world even reach out to Ariek Yubiye to speak with our amazing, powerful, and strong cacique. And then the petition started to grow over the internet thanks to, like, Desenia, who was very consistent on TikTok, and I know that can be super exhausting, but she stayed on it. But, like, spaces such as TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter, and even verified creators spoke on it, such as, I think her name is Bianca, who is a reporter that lives on the island of Boriken. Even other UPX members within the Taino community and allies made and signed and created awareness as well. I have always said that the movement to gain this kind of momentum takes education, it takes the village, and start with education. So this movement was contagious. I'm glad everyone caught it because we couldn't have done this without their help. And what places like Christie's are doing needs to be stopped. It's wrong for Christie's to be auctioning off anything that belongs to our ancestors or anyone else. So I just want to thank every single person who signed and carried and created awareness.
That's right. Beautiful. Beautiful comments. I hear the children in the background. That's awesome, man. This is a true tribal gathering. Gotta have the children.
Yeah, never a tribal gathering without the kids.
No way. That's right. Well, I do want to share today we had an interesting experience at front of Christie's, New York City. There's an activist photographer, film man. His name is Javier Soriano. He's from indigenous from Mexico, and we were videotaping, and then boom, here comes the security, and they backed us off because we were on their property, Christie property, and they did like an imaginary line. You can't cross this line, you know. So it was like that. That's the first moment of like resistance, you know. Like, whoa, okay. So I knew the police were gonna come, and the police did come, but there's only one sergeant showed up. So he asked what we were doing. I showed him the Semillo Cahu Bagua Maracoti. And Tom was going down, and then he went to the security, and then they came back, asked the same question. It was the funniest thing. And I showed him Yokahu again, you know, and that was it. And then they left us alone the whole time, which is kind of cool. And it was just a great moment, you know. Christina was there from our Yukayekel. Lisa was there as well, and it was a young brother who came and heard about this, what's going down from the internet. And he just showed up, young bro. I think he was in his early 20s. And he was just searching for knowledge. He had a Yokahu necklace and an Atabe necklace. And he was very angry in a sense of what was going down. So I remember when I was that age, I was angry too. Like, let's get him, man. Let's get him.
So was I.
Yeah, man. And then some other folks there that came to represent. Ra was there, a partner, and some other folks. And what we did was, you know, we did the prayers, and then we walked to the French embassy. And I got kind of crazy because we passed St. Patrick's Cathedral. So I just pointed Yokahu towards St. Pat's. It didn't work. We're still here. So but we kept going. Well, you definitely felt the warmness around us of the ancestors walking with us. And I just want to note that this is something that's worthy. It's worthy work because, you know, I was saying before about Cacique Mabo from the Guanabo region. He was doing that work. You know, the Spaniards back in the 1500s, they were auctioning our our sacred beings. They were doing that. They were even ushering Naguas. It was recorded from the women.
That means they stripped them of them. And something that I would like to add is last night it was at 9,000 and today was like well over 15,000. And I just want to say that you called the ancestors and you have some strong medicine.
Oh, wow.
Most of the ancestral Yucayecs have come forward to support our cause and we're side by side with you.
Oh, my God. So it jumped. Cause I remember it was like 10,000. Then they say it was like 15,000. Like, what? Like, no. The ancestors are making this happen. I'm telling you. You know, and you guys are following the tradition of Mabo, Cacique Mabo, because he was doing this. He was when they weren't looking, he would take the objects and hide them in caves, you know, during the auctions, or he'd just like ransack, take everything and hide them. Eventually he got caught and he got killed. So you guys are taking over what he did. Imagine that. There was auctions back then. So... And here we are, we're doing the same thing, except we're using different techniques, you know? So what do you guys think about that? Our ancestors, before they were killed, they were actually trying to save these, you know, the sacred beings, these ceremonial tools that was used, and they put their life on the line. What do you think about that? I mean, there's a historical precedence to this. And,
I think that makes everything so much more important. If that's the case, because
mm-hmm.
here we are trying to reclaim the things that they already have tried to save. So
right.
not only are we fighting for our existence, you know, the right to exist in our being, we're
mm-hmm.
fighting scholastic journals and scholastic documentation that lays fake or false claims to our extinction and or annihilation. On top of that, we're fighting for literally the right to just own what was already taken from us, whether it was found on their own accord or it was given to them by somebody who happened to magically find it by accident. It doesn't change the fact that the descendants of the people that it belongs to are asking for it mm-hmm. to be revered respectfully and ethically speaking. If they can't honor the requests of the descendants of the original people who created these objects, it's just, I don't know, it's just wrong. It's just overall wrong and immoral in my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Today, Javier had mentioned about there's other also an auction. There's other items from the Aztec, Olmec, Inca, and what was the other one? I'm missing one. On the Inca, Olmec, I guess the Mexica, the Mayan. It's all there, you know, with our ancestors. That energy must be exploding wherever they have. The storage room, whatever, or whatever, like, and all those people are in our blood, right? The Mayan, Aztec, Olmec, they're all in our blood,
Yesenia,
man.
I believe Yesenia and Selena might have some feelings for the Mayans and other indigenous Mexican groups.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. My dad, I don't know if a lot of people know, but I been open about it on social media, but my father, he was adopted after, well, actually the Civil War was still continuing in El Salvador, and there were so many casualties, and my dad had witnessed his mom and his dad being shot to death, and his older brother was forced to become a child soldier. So this is just the story how my dad tells it. And he just was wandering. He didn't know where he was going, and an orphanage found him. Unfortunately, the orphanage he was in didn't treat the children so well, but he was adopted, and it just, like, I feel very connected to that because he was from a Maya community is what my grandparents were told. And, you know, as being Taíno and being Maya, like, I know that our ancestors
you know, they traded with each other. And I'm sure there was more relationship just than trade. There was a level of respect. There was honor. Mm-hmm. You know, the Mayas were so much older than the Tainos, you know, and they traded a lot of things, you know. And sometimes even Taino words have some Maya origins, you know, vice versa. Like, if you look at the game, Bate, which is a sacred ceremonial game, that is played by the Taino people, you can look at the Mayas and see their game, Pocatok, is the same thing. You know, it holds the same value. So I'm sure that they, you know, that was also passed down as well. But seeing these artifacts taken from the hands of those who continue to deny their existence, it does make me angry. You know, as someone who has descendants, you know, from both of those, you know, groups, it makes me truly angry. It makes me sad. It makes me hurt because this continuously has happened in history, you know. And then not too long ago, with the Taino thing, we had this so-called Taino expert by the name of Andre DeVelch. I'm not sure if I'm saying his last name right, but he mentioned in his video that the Taino people were completely destroyed by the Spanish conquest around like 1530 or some date, you know, while, you know, many of the Taino ancestors did die at the hands of, you know, Europeans due to disease, mass genocide, enslavement. You know, it is well known that our Taino ancestors fled to the mountains and survived along with their descendants. I mean, all of us right here in this group, we're here because of their sacrifice, of their will for us to exist. And even a DNA study was carried out that showed that 61% of Puerto Ricans have Native American DNA, and 30% of Dominicans and Cubans have Native American DNA. And to me, that is a high number for Native American DNA for a supposedly extinct people. But yes, this makes me very upset because it is a form of colonialism, and it is heartbreaking to hear places like Christie's, and it's not just Christie's, it's also the churches as well, looting our objects and speaking about things they simply don't know. Our semis aren't objects or artifacts. They are our ancestral spirits. They're beings. You know, the Bahique gave them form, gave them life. They have a name, a purpose. So it is very hurtful to see these people talk about things they simply don't understand.
That's right. You know, it's interesting. I have a book called Taino, Pre-Columbian Art and Culture from the Caribbean. It was published by Museo del Barrio here in New York City. And they have an amazing photos of what survived. And when you read who owns this, these pieces, they're like all over the world. It's all over the world. And This is printed in 1998. Hold on, I'm just looking right now. The pictorial that's on sale, it's in this book. And hold on a second. Vincent Fay is the owner of it, and he was right here. So he's possessing this, like, wow, let's 1998 to now?
And I could be wrong. Like, I think there's multiple sources that have come out and said that all but two, like the ornate breastplate and the ceramic vessel, are frauds. I haven't had time to – that all but the two items are frauds. And they come from the Dominican Republic. And I haven't had time to go in and, like, look this up. But it's quite possible that these two – to be legitimate Taino artifacts are from the Dominican Republic, mm-hmm. and were in the hands of Vincent Fay in the Dominican Republic at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the background and details, mm-hmm. but that's what's been going on.
Wow, look at that. And you know, the Smithsonian Smithsonian Museum has not been shy about this, but they have over 55,000 of our sacred beings and ceremonial objects in their possession. Over 55,000. I want to say maybe 7 years ago, maybe, or 8 years ago, there was a group of Taino leaders who went to the Smithsonian to look at them, and they were allowed to see them. And I wasn't part of it, but if I was there, I definitely would have told those Smithsonian people, hey, got some bags? We're taking them home. But I just want to put
that's
it out there, Smithsonian.
That's what it's going to come down to in the future.
I just want to say Smithsonian has over 55,000 pieces in Washington that belongs to us.
Not to
why
mention
still
all the
there?
Mayan artifacts, African, everything.
Well,
it's gonna come. It's gonna come a time that everybody's gonna round up together and dig out every tribe, every indigenous native from their own places is gonna ask for their artifacts or whatever sacred things that museum or auction houses have. They gotta ask for it back because we are on a very revolutionary time right now.
And you know.
Consider this the start of a call to action. Everybody should start working on putting together the availability to possibly meet at the Smithsonian in Washington to protest it. We want our artifacts back. So what
are
we going to do to get them back?
Guess what?
Because
when
I was
working right?
on loan.
Is that the next petition?
I wouldn't say the next petition, but maybe a physical thing.
This was well documented on Facebook.
When I was doing my research, I found out that the other places besides the Christie's that were holding our artifacts or at different auction houses were eBay, was Auction Heritage, but Auction Heritage, the Met Museum, the British Museum, and a very known church in Italy.
yeah. It's all over.
I mean,
well,
you can
know,
put
France
them on blast.
Has...
Let them know it's the Roman Catholic Church.
I'm me trying to be modest.
Yeah,
nope.
Right?
No. Let it be known, because the reality of it is, aside from just the Taino artifacts that the Roman Catholic Church holds, right, the Roman Catholic Church has a very strong impression on the history of the Taino people. You know, we were forced to convert, and that has been a long-standing situation with most of the indigenous people that currently, and the descendants of the indigenous people who currently practice Catholicism or Christianity overall and in general. So it's not.
And it's so shady that they have their own eBay page.
That it is. But it's not necessarily it's not a secret. You know, it's not like the Vatican doesn't know. It's not like the people don't know. And if they do not have any idea, let them know. Because the reality of it is, it isn't.
Yeah. Well, eBay has been a regular sponsor of these sales for years. You know, I remember one time, maybe it was 10 years ago, for the first time ever, they were selling an actually batu ball, the ball that was used for the ball game. And I think it was selling for something like $7,000, something like that. And I never saw one. It was like, bam, it disappeared right away. It was gone. And I was like, damn, that would have been an awesome ceremonial piece, you know, to use in ceremonies.
It's going to come to a point that people are going to track down not only the places that are selling it, but the private sellers, because that's something very important, because, yes, the places that are selling it are being shady by having it in their possession and trying to sell it. But who are these people that from behind the scenes that are finding our artifacts by who knows how, what means? And eventually they have to be put on blast. Who are these private sellers? Because it's because of them that we are fighting for our artifacts and our sacred beings.
Yeah, definitely.
There's everything so shady.
Exactly.
A lot of work needs to be done. Mm-hmm. What happened? Somebody was going to say something. Everyone's speechless. Is everyone still there?
It's the shade. The amount of shade that happened. That's what it is. It just knocks the wind out of you. What else can you say?
You know what it is? You guys are walking the talk. And usually people that walk the talk are usually real quiet people, you know? So this is
oh,
great.
I'm not quiet.
I'm quiet here.
I'm trying
to
right?
behind the scenes.
But you have to be loud for people to hear you. You know? You have to be loud.
Well, there's ways to do it. There's ways to do it. And this petition definitely, you know, is one way of doing it. You know, well, I kind of smell another petition coming. Who has 55,000 of our pieces, of our sacred objects? In Washington right now. In Washington waiting for us.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of good steps to research how we, like, repatriate these things. You know, what jurisdiction private collections on loan have versus ownership of institutions. We got our past cave carved out for us, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a good start.
Yeah. I'm telling you this, it's best to call us extinct because that's how they can get away with this stuff. So we got to keep reminding them of what it's all about.
That's how they get that higher dollar value, too.
Exactly. That's how they're selling it, by perpetuating this narrative that the financial are extinct. It's like, yes, we are very much still alive. Our culture is very much still alive. The people are alive. You know, even in the English language and the Spanish language, Taino words are incorporated in both.
Mm-hmm.
They're even incorporated across the world. Barbecue is a word in Japanese. They have, like, their own word for, like, yakiniku of, like, grilling stuff. But they also have the, like, barred word of, like, barbecue. For, like, barbecue, our words of hurricane and all that kind of stuff is basically global, absolutely global.
Yeah. And that's, the hurricane, which is Guabansesh, one of our Semis, Guabansesh, the dual representative of Atabe, the divine feminine. So, look, our spirituality is all over the world.
Native people, regardless, created a lot. We were here for a long time, and we created a lot of things, advancements, not just in vocabulary, like Selena says, that we still use today, but even in medicine, there's a lot of things Native people invented and created that a lot, they don't even give the credit even or the proper education to let people know our advancements in science and stuff, how smart our ancestors were. Discredit a lot of the natives.
Well, they do that continue to perpetuate the stigma. If they gave us the recognition for everything that we actually can lay claims to, that narrative of us being savages goes out the window. And it then turns history to look at them and have them realize how savage their behavior was while colonizing. And that's the narrative that they don't want. So they're going to continue to perpetuate the idea of savagery and us being less than educated in order for them to be able to maintain their ability to perpetuate the context that Europeans were able to create all of these systems and all of these things and were these basically amazing magicians that came up with all of these ideas on their own instead of giving credit where credit is due.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, a lot of work to be done, a lot of education, a lot of activism, right? A lot of ceremonies need to be reclaimed as well. Wow. You know, I heard a rumor many years ago. I heard a rumor when I first started in the Taino movement in regards to the Smithsonian and a lot of these museums. It's like the, what do you call that? The stuff you're not going to hear on print. You're not going to read in print. But there's a lot of institutions are willing, this is my next question, are willing to give these sacred beings back, but who are they going to give it back to? That's the question. So my question is, what's the next step as a Taino people to safeguard these sacred beings, to bring them back home? What's needed? Thinking in the future now.
We need a law.
You guys are speechless. What's that?
We need a law in place. I was saying we definitely need a law in place where other people can't come to the island just to go ahead and steal these objects.
Can I just share something? My grandmother used to call me all the time from Canoranas back in the 90s because her partner used to work in the mayor's office. Whenever they found a cave full of Taino, you know, materials, they would shut down the cave or shut down everything. To this day, they can't tell us what happened to all that stuff. So the government is the first one to ransack.
There's also been aspects of that too. Like, I don't know if y'all have seen about, I believe it's called like the Mayan Train in Mexico and the archaeological site behind it. I've just kind of like come across it in tidbits, so don't quote me on any of this. But just this day, like in New York, where San Gregorio is located in Lenni Lenape territory, a lot of our main roads follow traditional trade paths, war paths, etc. of indigenous peoples.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a rail system, from what I caught wind of, being developed in Mexico and following similar paths of different, you know, cities, stops, etc. They are uncovering extraordinary Mayan such artifacts in context of their culture, their spiritual practices. And so there's, I believe, somewhat of an issue of this Mayan rail and this path that's happening now in Mexico that indigenous people and activists are paying attention to. So I just know about it superficially, but that's basically the rundown. Traditional path with artifacts, you have people developing and people trying to study it and working with the developers.
There you go. Well, there's a long history of our people, our ancestors traveling up the Atlantic coast. The Cherokee people in, I believe it's North Carolina, where you are, Stephanie, they have...
I know some people of Cherokee descent up here. And one of the people on change.org is also a Cherokee descent or Cherokee-identifying person as well that's been helping us on our team.
Well, we'll speak to them because I believe they have some of our sacred beans as well that we traded coming up.
Oh.
I mean, not the beans, but like axes, the manaya and all that we had traded. It's in their possession.
I hope
so
if anything this trade
is
more
out.
Of a network with everybody, this whole petition, whether or not the auction is halted or anything, I think there's a lot of solidarity and learning about our mutual connections amongst our cousins and similarities and trade routes. All this has been very big, and I hope we all continue to network, and I'm going to check out the stuff with Cherokee where I am in North Carolina.
Yeah, find out. I know it's in their possession. They have, you know, they were the first ones for years saying that our people were traveling up the Atlantic coast, you know.
And
so,
even the Lenni Lenape, like I think you said, like up in New York, have tales of people from islands trading tobacco with them.
Yeah. Yeah, they have their oral tradition that states that we brought them tobacco, the Lenape specifically. And then the nations of upstate New York, they have oral tradition as well that we intermarried with their tribal women. So they have our blood. So a lot of history, no borders, right? Back in the day.
Yeah. I mean, I think like we think of all the Tainos being like tied to the Yucatec without having trade and various other paths. And I've kind of seen it, like if it's true to the more ancestral form, even the Garifuna in the Caribbean, you know, they do trade with fishing and various things throughout the day. So like our ancestors traded between islands, and there is even a well-known guamo or conch shell like trumpet. And mm-hmm. I was reading about it. This type of species must have come from the Caribbean, this type of conch shell. And it has mm-hmm. these like carved images that are somewhat reminiscent, I think, of like Mayan stuff with snakes, which ties into the, I think, the Taino creation story stuff, and mm-hmm. very well pigmented, which shows that the Taino people, not only descending with genetics and language from the Mayans, that they also were still like regularly trading, you know, with them, with sacred items, stuff in the different ecological zones, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, the famous, you know, and he's willing to help us. He's a author of 45 Native American books, Everin Pritchard, Mi'kmaq. And he's gone on record with Nawak Air Radio back in the day, and he went on record saying that in Newburgh they found a burial mound, and as they were digging, I forget the man's name, the archaeologist, this is early 1900s, they found a lot of things, and then he said he wanted to dig more, and they dug more, and they found a jaguar, and they found a femi. Right in Newburgh.
What state is this? Is this New York?
New York State, and it's well documented. I actually posted it in our page, our private page, and it has the actual interview with Everin Pritchard. And there are people in upstate New York who consider themselves islanders, Boricua, whatever, but they don't have any history of coming here through airplanes or through boats, like in the 1950s. It was way before that. So he was going to introduce me to some of those people. So maybe people that live in New York, we can hook it up. Do a road trip, you know. And there is a sign that was 1916. It was created up in upstate New York, not too far, I believe, from Marlboro, New York, that the word is not Algonquin. Because he's also fluent in a lot of the Algonquin languages. And so I gave it to Dr. Yare Melendez. We gave her the word. And she translated most of it, 80% of it, she translated as Taino. So there you go. There's the footprints right there, right? They're giving us all these clues, right? So they're demanding that we really take it to the next level. So, hey guys, I want to share something with you guys. I dedicated, I don't know if you guys heard it yet, but I dedicated something to you guys for your efforts. I sat down and wrote kind of like a poem or spoken word piece, and I dedicated it to you guys. I want to have you listen to it, all right? Is that cool? And it's the spirit that I felt from all of you in trying to bring this back into the forefront and say, no, we got to fight this. So I kind of like gave, it's like a little history lesson, but all the history people that I'm mentioning, all the Taino caciques, it's a reflection of each one of you. So I want you to listen, okay? Cool. This is the Taino monk, DJ Sanakori Behike of Arayeke Yukayeke. I am ready to pay homage to some ancestral knowledge, and it goes a little bit something like this. Many continue to say to this day that we, the Taino, do not exist. So they sell the sacred beans for a can of pork and beans. Like the cacique of Saona Island, the invaders full of hate tried to bait to create a war that they thought we could not endure. Cacique Iguabana called a brave Guatubanama to lead a war campaign as she wiped the blood stains. The invaders saw this as an insurrection against their divine protection. And as they hung Iguanama, Cacique Guatumanama led the brave warriors to many glories. Cacique Kaunawo was forced on a trip
on a Spanish slave ship. In a short travel span, the plan was interrupted when a sacred one, Ningwa-da-uwa, brought her thunder and lightning to sink the ship and to flip the script. No slavery for Cacique Kaunabo as he returned to Guave, as that is the way to convey that we are not prey. Cacique Anacaona stepped in to lead, for she did not concede to the invaders' greed. And as she hung on the tree, she was set free. The noble people cried as one by one the caciques and mejiques were murdered, defending the ancestral call to stand tall and not stall. There was no time to mourn as Cacique Hatue went to warn that the dawn of rebellion had just been born. Cacique Ines told her son, Iguabana the Great, to sedate the hate, to increase the peace until the invaders released their beliefs. Iguabana the Brave did not want to be a slave or hide in the cave, so for 3 days they waited for the invader to be greater. But he decomposed and exposed the deception of his aggression. Cacique Urayuan blew the guamo for all to be steady and be ready for the fight. Cacique Mabo gave them shivers as he fought the bitters and the killers. The indigenous nations rose with determination, with the motivation to resist, for they have a right to exist. Now we dare to share that France must not prance and advance with Christie's filthy love for money like honey. Taino Nation, with this new generation, are daring to resist, for they exist. Stop your love for funds through our sacred ones. Let's play the drums so we can stand as one, for the fight has begun. DJ Sanakori, aka Taino Monk. We are still here.
Guys, I just want to say that when you guys started really working hard on this, it took me 2 nights, but I got it done. But it was your energies that got that created that. I just want to mention that to you guys publicly, you know.
Aww.
It was your energies.
Thank you.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's the best feeling because it came from you, our Behike and our Sekina, you know, not just our Behike, you're also our teacher as well. So that just, you can feel the emotion, the power in the words that you speak. That's what poetry is, you know, and it's just so powerful. So I know we all feel honored just to be mentioned in that. So thank you.
Okay, you're definitely welcome. I'm telling you, I was in shock when I heard about this whole thing. And before I could figure it out, you guys were already out there doing your thing.
They hopped into this, and it was head first, feet first. It was like they just hit the ground at top speed.
We just needed the green light from Cacique. That's it. We should have been.
There's a part they were.
What's
that?
Oh, I was just saying, hey, you know, every new generation, you know, they rewrite their own history in our own way, you know, and it's just time for change to happen for places like Christie's. Mm-hmm. They need to shut down. You know, we're in 2021, and I mean, all of us, we still can't believe that this is still happening, that this is okay.
Yeah, it was like no surprise to me, but so many of my friends would be like, wait, this is still happening? And I'm like, yeah, but I do think, like, a lot of the ancestors and stuff are behind this and connected us and like got y'all on the path that y'all did to lead us up to this point, and it's been super powerful, I think. And I appreciate all of y'all for all of the work that y'all have done, because
I still can't process my head around, like, what we've actually accomplished and the numbers and everything.
Definitely.
I'm surprised mm-hmm. because as a person that was raised in Puerto Rico, I saw the lack of education since, you know, the beginning. I know in elementary school they teach us the basics of the Taino culture is not as in my opinion it's supposed to be. But I know I feel like in modern times now that the Puerto Rican people have really, especially old or young, have really lost touch of the history and the connection with their roots. I didn't think the petition was gonna get so big, but I guess people are tired of seeing so many injustices done in Puerto Rico, and obviously that extends to all the Caribbean islands too, because I know that each one of them has their own individual problems. That seeing something like this that is so important to our history be maybe gone in 2 days, I think that motivated a lot of people to be like, no, this is como que ya basta del abuso. And it actually made me so happy to finally see my people from my island unite for something.
That's beautiful, yes. That's another thing. Yeah, this movement is spread. You know, you read those comments on the petition, it's amazing. So, wow, this is great. Well, here we go. We're going to end the show, but check this out. We got two more nights, right? So we got, Tuesday? And then Wednesday
we have
is the auction.
Tuesday, and unless something changes, it's happening in France on a Wednesday day. And keep in mind, for any of us like listening stateside, they are ahead in time of us. I could be wrong on the conversion, but I believe that
it's 4 p.m. French time.
4 p.m. French time, and I think 10 a.m. East Coast time in the United States. I'm sorry, I'm trying to keep my cat off my phone.
Yeah. So like 10 a.m. over New York time.
Yeah, and anybody who's listening who has any time, yeah, so 10 a.m. is 4 p.m. there. And anybody who is listening who has any ties or interest in maybe making a statement or just showing up presently in France, hit us up in some way of correspondence with Ara Yeke. There may be people who feel the same as you in Paris. I want to say that this is the final haul and everybody's work here, all of these warriors, Acacique, Arbejique, have all been incredibly immense. And yeah, if anybody on the ground in Paris, anybody wants to share and sign this petition, it's going to be great. Anything helps.
That's amazing.
And to every single person. Oh, sorry. I was just wanted to say, to every single person that, or whoever is listening, you know, to every single person out there who signed the petition, shared it, even donated money so it would be seen, visibly seen, and created awareness. You guys are activists and warriors in my eyes. Because of you, we couldn't have done this without you guys. So just from the bottom of my heart.
And just to add, for anybody who's donated and stuff, because I think we never added, asked for donations, but it's my first time doing change.org. That we'll figure out stuff, and I think it might be difficult. Correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, or have a follow up anything in the comments for this archive show. That it'll be difficult for any of us to bid on it, and we don't want to bid. We want our existence and our heritage to be acknowledged. So, I lost my train of thought a little bit, but long story short, I hope that everyone is able to get together potentially tomorrow and has spread awareness of all of this.
Oh, no doubt. Well, I know Christy knows about us, that we exist, right?
They had a whole live stream today that I was there.
Yeah, change.org even commented on their live, too. You know, they're like, have you seen this petition that has over 15,000 signatures? You know, I think they're choosing to be oblivious.
Yeah, they commented that, and they commented something else. Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
At the beginning, the person that sent me the live, his name was Borikai Sol, something like that. And he has sent it to me, and he first wrote a comment to see if they could see the comments. And she responded to his question. So that was like confirmation that, okay, whatever we write, they're going to see it. So I started writing like, oh, when are you going to put out a statement talking about the artifacts that you took from the Taínos?
Wow.
And you can see there was, I assume, two guests. One was Christy, the lady above, and two guests. And the lady that was blonde, she looked at the comments, and she made a whole face that it was so funny. But me, that person that forwarded me the live, and change.org, we were there on their live, on Christy's live, talking about the Taínos.
The
screenshots
of that were golden.
Even in the Christy, the one that was from representing Christy, because I don't know what position she had, but it came to a point that the second time or the third time that I wrote something, she even started laughing. And I think it was a nervous laugh. And for some reason, my phone malfunctioned that it erased the recording that I had, but she started laughing. But it was you can see it was a nervous laugh.
That means they're feeling the pressure. I mean, because Change was in there, you were in there, and like, I believe that Change might have even sent your TikTok to me before they knew that we were affiliated, just, you know, for like social media attraction. So I think that while they may have not made a statement and sent generic emails out, I'm pretty sure they're more than aware, at least definitely somewhat aware of different stuff, and probably with you and Selena's like presences and the interviews that have been happening with Stephanie Bailey, the stuff in New York today, I think that they know this stuff is out there to some extent.
And
such
and a
coincidence
that they went live at the time that the ceremony was going on.
Good point. I didn't think of that. That is an excellent point. Yeah. Oh,
they were distracted so people won't view the ceremony, won't support it, and they will go say, oh my God, what Chris is going to talk about. But they were
she was live while Sana Cori was live as well. So that's why I went to watch the live, because I was watching the ceremony that Sana Cori and all the Taínos people were holding, but it was at the same time. So that
and we were talking about that today. Yo, that's a tactic. Yeah. That could very well be a tactic on their part. Very well.
They are completely aware of everything, of each one of us, our moves, and they have to. Even though it's not Christie's per se that is watching, but they have their own people watching for them. You know. But I'm gonna
be so
disappointed that, you know, even though we're very positive and stuff, but I'm just very scared because I put all my heart into this movement that is 2 days come from now or hopefully tomorrow, and they still haven't said anything, and they go forward with this, like, I feel like my heart will completely break.
There you go. Yeah, because that's, you know, our DNA is connected to those sacred beings, man. They're taking it from us.
And from my homeland too, because I'm Dominican too. It's like it hurts from both ways, because of Puerto Rican and Dominican. So still, it's just like if they don't do it publicly, I think it'll even hurt even more if they do it secretly and be like, okay, we're not gonna show this publicly, but we're gonna show them on the side. So for them to not even make a statement this close to the due date is crazy to me.
Yeah. It's a shame, too, that maybe we should go after the people who are selling it, the actual owners, right?
The owners and the private sellers, because like I said,
right, the private sellers, the private.
Yeah, it's messed up that Rick Christie and all these people are holding our artifacts and selling them to other people, but they're receiving our artifacts from someone else. And those are the ones that eventually have their names have to come in the light. And like, because there's a saying in Puerto Rico, lo que tú haces en la oscuridad, tarde o temprano sale a la luz. What you do in the darkness earlier is going to come out to the light. Those names will one day come forward, and people are not gonna like it.
And you know what? You know they're slick too. They're slicksters because United States honors the United Nations rights of the indigenous peoples. You know, and France doesn't. So it's kind of convenient.
Mm-hmm.
It's being sold in France and not here. You know, so.
Commenters told me that they in my TikTok, they were telling me that the rules for those type of things are very, very loose, the laws. So that's why they sell everything in France, because there's no control in those things. But I think that in this opportunity, I know Cacique has been trying to get in contact with people in Puerto Rico. So if somebody from Puerto Rico that has some type of power position and would like to contact the Arayeke page, y'all can do so. But I think this is also a opening, a start for Puerto Rico to have some type of recognition to Taino people, because as they should see the efforts that we put in. And that we also, like we always say, we're still here. And it would be so awesome that this can be like a start for recognition for the Taino people, not just our tribe, but in general.
You know, it's funny you should say that. The late Dr. Yare Melendez, she wrote a bill back in 2006. She wrote a bill that was presented to the Puerto Rican Congress there. And no senator wanted to support it. And in 2017, one senator was going to push it in the Senate. That's what it was. And this senator was part of he was in charge of the education department, because, you know, because in Borinquen, they recognize the official language of Arayeke as one of the languages in Puerto Rico. There's actually three languages: English, Spanish, Nahuake. So guess what happened? He got arrested by the FBI for embezzlement of drugs. So the bill died. The bill just died, and Yare died this year. She died in January. But she had actually drafted a whole bill that was taken. You know, through the years they said yes, then. Huh?
Is there any way to get that draft and have some other person put it through or like promote it?
It's still there. It's probably in her possessions back in Puerto Rico. But because she died, it's hard to access. She also has a complete language book on the Restore language. She was the first one to come up with that, a Restore language. But we got to fight hard to get that as well. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. There's a lot of work to be done, right? Well,
absolutely.
Well, I want to read Article 12 from the United Nations Law Protecting Indigenous Peoples. Article 12 states, Indigenous peoples have the right to manifest, practice, develop and teach their spiritual and religious traditions, customs, and ceremonies, the right to maintain, protect, and have access in privacy to their religious and cultural sites, the right to use and control of their ceremonial objects, and the right to the repatriation of their human remains. That's Article 12. Like I said, there's 55,000 of those ceremonial objects and human remains in Smithsonian Institute. Just want to put it out there, okay? And this is U.S. land, Washington, D.C.
So, don't tell me that. Gashika knows that it only takes me just a little bit to get me fired up.
Now this is historical. Was that?
Oh, no, you go ahead. Go ahead, sorry.
No, but, you know, but to be fair with the Smithsonian, they did release a human remain of a time, you know, that they carbon dated, they took DNA, and they sent it back to Cuba to be reburied. Cacique Panchito, his community in Cuba, and they did a whole ceremony, and they reburied them. So it's been done. It's been done. But the difference is Panchito has a whole community. They have their land. They have land. They have their community. So Smithsonian did, in fact, do this.
But with the support we have been getting through so many people, I know that they know already the reason of our cause, and hopefully they can help us with our GoFundMe. It used to be linking our, and I know mine's and Selena's linking our profiles, but hopefully in the future when we come out of this Christie thing, they can also support us in our GoFundMe so we can fight with land.
Yeah, and I might get the people who've donated for Christie since we don't want to bid on anything. You have the option just to refund everybody's money. But I might channel the attention to say, hey, we could get some land and have better claim with the laws and everything for these kind of artifacts that y'all care about.
Jessica, is she still on the line?
I am.
What do you think about that?
I think it's an amazing idea. I mean, from what we're seeing in a 7-day span, we've received over 15,000 signatures and almost, 500 comments of nothing but support and appreciation for what we're doing. So to show every single supporter, it's not over. The work that is trying to be done, the efforts that are being made, the context and the context created, that the sign that they stood behind doesn't end just on this one petition. So being able to advise the community, these 15,000 signatures, to let these individuals know, these supporters, these warriors know that we're going to continue our efforts and try and create a place and a space that provides accurate cultural teachings and accurate, creating a space where scholars visit, learn, have conversations, open conversations, ask questions, and be given the opportunity to receive the information from the descendants.
I think we lost her.
And to be able to do that through the kindness of the donations, through crowdfunding, would be great. It would be an amazing experience for us. It would be an amazing experience and win for the Taino people in general as a whole.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well said, Cacique.
Definitely, that's great. Any final words from anyone before I end the show? Anyone hasn't spoken?
I think everything today has been said. To the people, just keep smiling, sharing, and creating awareness. Because it doesn't just end with Christie. There's many places out there that are disrespecting our culture and our ancestors and our way of life, and that's not okay.
Definitely. And I do want to say to all the people that Taino Radio has been on for 2 years now, and it kind of was open-ended for a lot of different peoples, indigenous peoples, Taino communities. Many people who have hosted the show come from different, you know, Yucayeques or who were guests. But right now we're going to, Taino Radio is going to refocus in trying to empower our community, Arayeke, Yucayeque, in the spirit of opening the channels to other Yucayeques. But I think now more than ever is important that we should tell the world that we are still here as Indigenous Caribbean. And under Article 16 of the UN Indigenous Rights, it says Indigenous peoples have the right to establish their own media in their own languages and to have access to all forms of non-Indigenous media without discrimination. So as of today, Article 16, we're going to implement that Arayeke Tribal News Network. You know, all full steam ahead, we are still here. That's going to be the theme.
Yep.
What do you all think about that?
I think it's amazing.
There you
yeah,
go.
It's going to have to be done.
No.
I agree.
Thank you. One day I'm going to dedicate a show just reading all the articles that was agreed. So it's all good. Oh, how can I forget this? Article 26. Ready for this one, guys? Indigenous peoples have the right to the lands, territories, and resources which they have traditionally owned, occupied, or otherwise used or acquired. What do you think about that? Oh, that was the first phrase. The second phrase is, Indigenous peoples have the right to own, use, develop, and control the lands, territories, and resources that they possess by reason of traditional ownership or other traditional occupation or use, as well as those which have otherwise acquired. And then it goes on and on. I'm telling you, this is it, man.
It's crazy. Like, they feel the need to reiterate what we already know we have rights to.
Yes, that part. That's the sad part. But we can use what we got here, this law. So, oh, how about this one? This is straight up to Puerto Rico. Ready for this? Or any Caribbean government? States shall give legal recognition and protection to their lands, territories, and resources. And such recognition shall be conducted with due respect to the customs, tradition, and land tenured systems of indigenous peoples concerned. So there you go. They're challenging the states, the countries, to help. So we got a UN law behind us. We can do this.
That's the goal.
So, yeah, we ran out of time. Hold on a second. I like to end the show like many times I've ended the show with 1992 when Juan Luis Guerra, when Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico were celebrating 500 years of evangelization. Juan Luis Guerra wrote this song in a Taino dialect. Taka Naboria Mayani Makana. I am the servant of God. Please do not kill me. That's the translation. So I'll end the show with that song and keep up those prayers. Send the smoke. They're coming back to us. Thank you all for being here, okay? This is
Thank you.
Arayeke. Thank you. This is Arayeke Radio News Network. Thank you all.